The racialization of the refugee regime, already evident in the divergence between the destinies of Jewish and non-Jewish refugees, now became more obvious in a still more dramatic way. In the 1948 war that birthed the new state of Israel, 750,000 Palestinian Arabs were made refugees, not only by military strategies of expulsion during the war, but also, perhaps more to the point, by the subsequent Israeli refusal to allow them to return. The attempts of the newly established quote-unquote international community, in the form of the United Nations, to deal with this new refugee problem, layered on top of the older one, revealed above all the extraordinary non-universality of the emerging refugee regime. The fact that different types of refugees were to be treated differently had, of course, been an evident aspect of the system from its early days in the 1920s, when the League explicitly declared that not all displaced or stateless people would qualify as refugees. Now, as the new Israeli government, backed by the UN, the IRO, and any number of private humanitarian organizations across Europe and the United States, moved Holocaust survivors out of European DP camps and into the towns, neighborhoods, and houses of exiled Palestinian Arabs, this long-acknowledged truth would become a formal legal commitment. Indeed, the basis for a permanent legal premise that some kinds of refugees were entitled to more rights than others. The emergence of Palestine as a test case for a racialized international refugee approach was in part a consequence of the UN's own central role in the simultaneous birth of Israel and of the Palestinian refugee crisis. In November of 1947, following the British declaration of intent to give up its mandate over Palestine and turn the problem over to the UN, the General Assembly voted in favor of partitioning Palestine into a Jewish state and Arab quote-unquote territories, a decision whose implementation, as many at the time recognized, would necessarily involve the forcible expulsion of enormous numbers of Palestinians from the mooted Jewish nation. At the time of the vote, Jews owned between 6% and 7% of Palestine's land and constituted approximately 35% of the population. A previous British proposal for partition in 1937 had acknowledged that such a quote-unquote solution would require the removal of about 300,000 Palestinian Arabs to create a much smaller Jewish state than the one being proposed now. With the outbreak of war, this eventuality came to pass very quickly. In the first stage of the war, the so-called civil war that took place between December 1947 and May 1948, Zionist militias forced more than 300,000 Palestinians from their towns and villages. The second stage, in which the surrounding Arab countries declared war on the newly established state of Israel, saw the expansion of Israel's borders well beyond the area proposed in the UN's partition plan, and the expulsion of a further 400,000 Palestinians. By the time of the armistice in 1949, a majority of the pre-war Palestinian Arab population, some 750,000 people, were refugees. The United Nations, because of its own role in the conflict and because Palestine's prominence made it a useful venue in which to assert the importance of this new form of internationalist authority, positioned itself in the war's aftermath as the primary arbiter of the Palestine-Israel question. In December of 1948, it established something called the United Nations Conciliation Commission for Palestine, UNCCP, which was intended to take over the tasks of the former United Nations mediator, Count Frank Bernadotte, murdered in September of 1948 by Zionist terrorists, and work towards a quote-unquote final settlement of the Palestine question. With respect to the refugees, the commission declared that those wishing to return to their homes and live at peace with their neighbors should be permitted to do so at the earliest practicable date, and that compensation should be paid for the property of those choosing not to return, unquote. To this end, the UNCCP was instructed to facilitate their, quote, repatriation, resettlement, and economic and social rehabilitation, and the payment of compensation, unquote. This first showdown between the new state of Israel and the newly formulated United Nations